Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go back to a little bit of what the last conversation about Trump. When he was president, Russians went farther into Ukraine and killed 14,000 people in the Donbass region. And don't just listen to me. You heard of a guy named John Bolton. John Bolton was his bait national security guy, and briefly he wanted him as Secretary of State. Bolton is a patriot, and he's soured on Trump. He's right-wing, but he's a patriot. He's not a fiver. He's not a fifth columnist. And here's what he just said yesterday about Trump. Quote, Trump is a Putin-loving moron who thought Finland was part of Russia, and he gave in to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Russia was in the Donbass. Russia was in the Donbass. So, okay, let's not talk about Trump. Let's talk about now. But you got to have that context. More of the lines. Frank of Poinette, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Frank?
I think your last caller's been hanging out with that My Pillow guy, smoking on that crack pipe or something. I don't know what's going on with that guy. But I just want to say appreciate what you guys do, and you guys are rocking that. Thank you.
Frank, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You know, there's got to be a pretty clear voice, and Devil Radio is it. And I mean all of the programming, you know, Matt Flynn Direct, Earl Ingram, you know, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Devil's Advocates, and then the Great Evening and Weekend Programming. Anytime you turn this station on, you're going to get it straight. You may not agree with everything, but you're going to get it straight, because there's a lot of stuff out there that's not coming at you straight. I'll tell you, there is a concept being floated, and I like it a lot, called freeze and seize. Freeze and seize. That's what Tony Blinken, Secretary of State, said. He said, you know, why don't we, and we had talked about this on this show about a week ago, we're seizing these Russian assets. They squirreled away about $650 billion in currency. 32% of that stash is in euros, 16% in dollars, and then a big chunk in gold, and then a little chunk in Chinese money. And they made a mistake. That money, you know, when you have, look, take your bank account. You don't have like $5,000 lying under your mattress. Your 401k, let's say you have $40,000 in it. You don't have that lying under your mattress. You have it in a computer somewhere. And you expect that it will be honestly returned to you when it's you want it. The mistake Russia made was that the euros are in computers in London and Frankfurt, and the dollars are in computers in the United States. And we have informed them that we are freezing it. They can't have it because they invaded Ukraine. And they go nuts. They say, well, we have gold. With the other 300 million, okay, go ahead. Where are you going to sell it? We can't buy it in Europe or the United States. Where are you going to sell it? In Africa? Do they have any money to give you? I don't think so. So the idea behind freeze and squeeze and seize, we freezed it. Now let's seize it. Let's just say, as a result of the damage they've done and the amount of money we've had to spend, billions of dollars for arms for Ukraine and humanitarian, Poland spending multi-hundred millions of dollars to absorb half the refugees. There's a million refugees and about half of them are in Poland. That's fine because the Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Lithuania was part of Poland in the 18th century before Russia, Prussia, and Austria went in the 1790s and divvied it up and took it off the map for 120 years. So it's very good. It'd be as if a couple of southern states migrated to the north. That's cool. That's cool. But how about Ukraine itself, all the destruction? The idea behind freeze and seize is we not only freeze it, we take title to it. You can't have it back. And about half of 650 is 325 billion. We're going to give a big chunk of that to Ukraine to rebuild it. Then we're going to give a chunk to Poland, Moldova, Hungary, Romania, all of these other terrific countries that are taking in refugees. They have to be housed. They have to be fed. Kids have to go to school. They have to be clothed. And then we would keep a slug. So would NATO, maybe put it in the NATO slug for the weapons we send. And by the way, good luck. If you want to keep a little rainy day fund of $650 billion, well, good luck. If they're on our computers, they're ours. Okay, my friend, I see your thumbs. Do we have a text?
Yes, we do have a text in here, Matt. Before the end of the show, we got Ross from Lake Mills texting in. He's asking if you, Matt, have any more information about the 400 mercenaries that Putin hired to kill Zelensky.
The answer is yes. That's the Wagner Group. There are two groups of mercenaries Putin is using to kill Zelensky. One of them are Chechenians. They're Sunni Muslims from Chechnya. They're absolutely vicious as hell. The first squad was intercepted and killed. They were all wiped out. But there's still Chechenians roaming around that country. They are Putin's assassins. My advice, and I don't think they need it, is if you see one, kill him. Don't stand there and talk about whether he had a bad childhood and take him to municipal court, okay? The second thing is this. The ones that Ross is talking about are the Wagner Group. And you think, well, Wagner, that's a German name. How bad can they be? Well, they can be very bad. They are kind of like Blackwater, but much worse. In other words, they're a private militia group. And these people, unlike Blackwater, are just professional murderers. They're hired by African countries. An oligarch close to Putin runs them, and they're Putin's private assassination force. They did it in Mali. And they're supposed to be down there to stop insurrections, but all they do is whatever the president wants, and he says, kill my opponents. So they go to little villages, heavily armed. There are these Africans that are half-dressed, some of them. They're little rural villages and machine gun. Murdered them. And not just in Mali. Well, Putin called up his buddy and said, I need 400 of the Wagner Group to go to Ukraine and kill Zelensky. The problem in Ukraine is, first of all, they look like Ukrainians because remember something. Ukraine used to be part of Poland 200 years ago, but it also is a Slavic country very close to Russia. There's intermarriage. And a lot of people over there speak Ukrainian and Russian, or Polish and Russian. Similar languages, not super similar, but similar. And these people put on Ukrainian uniforms. So then they walk through the streets speaking Ukrainian, and it's not like Chechenians, where a guy comes in with a big bushy beard and some kind of Islamic dress, and well, good luck, Jack. So he's still being guarded, but there are saboteurs roaming the streets of Kyiv. They just walk in at night in Ukrainian uniforms. That is one of the problems. There are sweep teams that go through to wipe these guys out, and so far they've been wiped out, and I think, and I'm going to leave one final word. In my view, at some point, Zelensky has got to consider setting up a government in exile, not because he deserts his country, but at some point, if he's captured and tortured or killed, they're going to be decapitated. There's a government in exile funded by the West. It'll very much hurt some successor Putin-type government. We're coming to the end of the show. It was a great show, great call-in, and a somber, somber set of discussions. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.